Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at assessment in higher ed. And we've got some really thought-provoking research coming out of Queen Mary University of London. And I think this might actually change the way you think about how we measure student learning.
Yeah, it's really fascinating stuff. What's really interesting about this study is that it comes from Queen Mary, which is a prestigious Russell Group institution.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the Ivy League.
Can you think of it like that? Yeah, but with like a really strong emphasis on inclusivity. And they're looking at this really important challenge. How can we make assessment both more effective but also more equitable, especially for a diverse student body?
And thinking about that diverse student body, almost half of the students at Queen Mary are the first in their families to go to university. So they're really committed to opening doors. But how do you design assessments that help all students succeed?
That's a great question, and that's where this idea of assessment choice comes in. So instead of like a one-size-fits-all approach, students get to choose how they want to demonstrate their learning. So in this particular study, researchers gave educators in a professional development program the choice. They could either do a traditional written report, or they could do a presentation.
Oh, so they're not even looking at the students. They're having the educators actually experience assessment choice firsthand. That's
Exactly.
kind of a clever way to really understand how these different assessment methods can work.
Yeah, and it gives you insight into the practicality of it all. And the results are really interesting. So overwhelmingly, the educators found that having this choice actually made the assessment process more positive. They felt like it was more relevant, and they even felt like it was more inclusive.
That makes sense.
But here's where it gets interesting. Even though they had the option to present, the majority of those educators still chose to do the traditional written report.
Wow, that's so interesting. It really makes you wonder why they would choose the familiar option. Was it just that they didn't feel confident in designing a presentation? Was it maybe a time constraint? Or is it like a deeper belief that maybe written reports are more rigorous? Makes you think.
It does, and I think it brings up this really crucial point that just offering choice is not enough. We really need to understand what those barriers are that educators might face when they're trying to embrace these new approaches.
Right. It's not just about having the option. It's
Exactly.
about feeling comfortable and
Yeah.
confident in actually using that option.
Yeah. And the study only dives deeper into those reasons. Some educators just felt more comfortable with that traditional format, while others felt like it was a better way for them to showcase their analytical skills. It really reminds us that even when we are given choices, our own biases and our own comfort zones can kind of come into play.
Yeah, it's like you default to what, even if there might be a better way. I know I do that all the time. But if the educators felt this way, did they think their students would actually benefit from assessment choice?
Well, that's what makes this study so compelling. Despite their own personal preferences, 90% of the educators actually thought that offering assessment choice would be really beneficial for their students.
Wow.
And on top of that, a significant number of them, around 60%, actually plan to implement it in their own teaching.
So they saw the value in it for their students, even if they weren't totally on board with it themselves. It's like they had this light bulb moment
Yeah.
and they realized that different types of assessments could let students showcase their strengths in different ways.
Absolutely. And I think it speaks to how powerful it is to experience something firsthand.
Right.
When we change how we learn, it can really inspire us to change how we teach
Yeah.
and how we assess.
Yeah.
But this study also brings up some pretty crucial questions about why some educators are still hesitant to kind of embrace this idea of assessment choice.
Yeah, like what's holding them back?
Is it a fear of like lowering standards? Is it a feeling that it's going to be more work?
Right.
Or is it just like a lack of support in actually designing and implementing these alternative assessments?
And those are all really valid concerns. I mean, shifting away from these traditional assessment methods, it requires a change in the whole system. It's not just about individual teachers. Institutions need to provide the support and resources to make it happen.
I completely agree. And I think it's especially important as we think about how the world of work is changing
Yeah.
and the skills that students actually need to succeed in the 21st century. If we're really focused on student learning outcomes
Yeah.
and making sure that they have the skills and competencies they need, then we need to ask ourselves, are our current assessment methods actually measuring what matters?
You've given us a lot to think about already, and I'm particularly interested in digging deeper into some of those challenges that educators faced in the study when they tried to implement assessment choice. But first, I think it'd be good for us to take a step back. and reflect on our own experiences with assessment. Have you ever felt like a traditional test or an essay didn't really capture everything you knew about a topic?
Oh, absolutely.
That's really what assessment choice is all about.
Yeah.
It's about giving students the freedom to show what they know and what they can do.
Yeah.
In a way that feels authentic to them, in a way that lets them really shine.
I love that. It's about letting students showcase their strengths, and I think that's a perfect place to pause. We can come back and explore those challenges in more detail and talk about the bigger implications of assessment choice after a quick break.
Sounds good.
It's really interesting, isn't it? How sometimes you just feel like a traditional test or essay doesn't really capture the full picture of what you know.
Yeah.
And I think this study from Queen Mary really speaks to a larger shift that's happening in education. It's like we're moving away from just focusing on transferring knowledge, and we're starting to think more about how we cultivate skills and competencies and how we allow students to demonstrate their understanding in more diverse and authentic ways.
It's like we always talk about preparing students for the real world, but then we rely on these assessments that don't really reflect the skills they need to succeed out there. So if we're talking about things like problem solving, critical thinking, communicating effectively, are traditional exams really the best way to measure those abilities?
That is a great question. And it gets at the heart of why this research is so important. What's exciting about this study is that Queen Mary isn't just talking about this in theory. They're actually putting these ideas into practice. They're exploring assessment choice as part of this bigger movement towards what's called authentic assessment.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely heard that term before. But to be honest, I'm not always sure what it actually means in practice.
Sure.
Could you kind of break it down for us? What does authentic assessment actually look like, especially when you're trying to measure skills and competencies?
So authentic assessment is all about designing tasks that ask students to demonstrate their learning, but in ways that mirror real-world contexts. So instead of giving them a multiple-choice test about history, maybe they create a podcast episode where they analyze primary sources.
Oh, that's cool.
Or instead of writing an essay about business ethics, they develop a proposal for a socially responsible business venture.
I like that.
It's about taking that knowledge and actually applying it, thinking critically, and showcasing those skills.
That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
It's not just about memorizing facts. It's about being able to actually use that knowledge in a meaningful way. And I feel like that would make learning so much more engaging for students.
Oh, absolutely.
But let's be real for a second. This all sounds great in theory. But doesn't this create a ton of extra work for educators? I mean, designing all these different types of assessments, figuring out how to grade them fairly, just seems like a logistical nightmare.
Those are all very valid concerns. And it's something that the researchers at Queen Mary definitely acknowledge. That's why they emphasize how important it is to build a supportive community for educators who are trying to embrace these new approaches. So they offer professional development workshops. They connect faculty members who are doing innovative things in their teaching. And they really try to create a culture where people feel comfortable trying new things and sharing what they've learned.
So it's not just about changing the assessment itself. It's about changing the whole culture of teaching and learning within an institution to actually support this shift. It makes me think about that idea of hospicing the old that we talked about earlier.
Right.
Can you explain what that means in this context?
Yeah. So hospicing the old in this case means recognizing that traditional methods do have value. It's not about completely getting rid of everything. It's more about thoughtfully letting go of those practices that are no longer serving us well, while also embracing new possibilities. We don't have to throw out everything we've done before, but we can evolve and adapt.
I like that. It's about honoring the past, but also being open to new ways of doing things, especially when those new ways might be more effective in preparing students for the future. And it seems like Queen Mary, as a prestigious Russell Group university, is really leading the way in showing that this shift is possible, even within institutions that are known for their high academic standards.
I agree. And I think that's really crucial because sometimes there's this perception that inclusive teaching or these innovative assessment methods might somehow lower academic rigor. But this study really challenges that idea.
It's like some people think that if it's not hard, it's not valuable. Or if students are actually enjoying the learning process, it must not be rigorous enough.
Exactly.
You think that's a valid concern? Or is it more of a misconception?
I think it's definitely a misconception. Authentic assessment can actually enhance academic rigor because it requires students to engage with the material on a much deeper level.
It's like instead of just regurgitating information on a test, they're actually having to synthesize it, analyze it, and apply it in a way that shows they truly understand.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that they've mastered the skills.
Right.
And while it might be challenging, I feel like that challenge can actually be motivating for students.
Yeah.
And it can lead to more meaningful learning outcomes.
Absolutely.
And it also helps them develop the kinds of skills that employers are looking for. Which brings up another interesting question. Is this approach actually making a difference in terms of student success after they graduate?
That's a great point, and it's something I'm really curious about as well.
Like, do we have any evidence that this focus on authentic assessment and assessment choice actually leads to better outcomes for students once they leave university?
It would be fascinating to see a follow-up study that looks at those long-term impacts.
Yeah.
And while this particular study from Queen Mary doesn't directly address that question, their work does point to this growing awareness that we need to align what we're doing in higher education with the demands of the workforce. It raises these really important questions about what skills are truly valuable in the 21st century and how can we best equip students with those skills.
It really makes you wonder what the future of assessment will look like, especially as technology keeps advancing and the workplace continues to evolve. I mean, we've already seen the impact of things like AI, and it feels like this conversation about assessment is just getting started.
That's a really important point. This deep dive into Queen Mary's research is just the beginning of a much larger conversation about how we measure learning, how we recognize and value different skills and talents, and how we prepare students for a future that we can't fully predict.
So we've covered a lot of ground, and I think it's time to circle back to some of the specific challenges that educators faced when they were trying to implement assessment choice in this study. Because understanding those challenges can help us think about how we can better support educators who are trying to make this shift in their own teaching.
Absolutely.
So what were some of the biggest hurdles they encountered?
Well, one of the key takeaways from the study is that simply offering choice isn't enough. Educators need support in understanding how to design these alternative assessments, how to develop rubrics that actually measure skills and competencies, and how to manage all the logistical challenges that come with offering multiple assessment options.
That makes sense. If you spent your whole career designing traditional exams and essays, creating something like a project-based assessment or a presentation rubric can feel like a whole new world.
It is.
It's really important to give educators the tools and resources they need so that they feel confident and successful in making this transition.
Absolutely. And that's where things like professional development, mentorship, and collaboration become crucial. Queen Mary really highlights the importance of creating a culture where educators feel supported in experimenting with new approaches, sharing their successes and challenges, and learning from each other.
It's about creating a community of practice where everyone can kind of learn and grow together. This research has been incredibly thought-provoking, and it's definitely challenged my own assumptions about assessment. What stands out to you as the most significant takeaway from this deep dive?
You know, for me, the biggest takeaway is that we need to shift the conversation about assessment away from just measuring knowledge and towards cultivating and evaluating those skills and competencies that students need to succeed in a world that's changing so rapidly. Assessment choice is one really powerful tool for making that shift, but it requires a systemic change in how we think about assessment, how we design it, and how we support it.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
This has been a truly insightful conversation, and I'm already thinking about how I can apply these ideas in my own work.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought to ponder. So if you could like redesign your own educational experience, what kind of assessments would have helped you really shine and showcase your unique skills and talents?
That's such a great question, and it really gets at the heart of why this research is so important. You know, it's not just about making small changes to the assessments we already have. It's about rethinking the whole way we approach, measuring learning, how we recognize those diverse skills and talents, and how we create learning environments that really help every student succeed.
This deep dive has given me so much to think about, and I hope it's done the same for our listeners. It's clear that assessment is about way more than just grades. It's a powerful tool that can shape how students learn, influence how teachers teach, and ultimately impact the skills students develop.
And as we move forward in this world of education and work, where skills like critical thinking, creativity, and collaboration are becoming more and more important, we have to make sure our assessment methods are aligned with those goals. It's not enough to just measure knowledge. We need to embrace approaches that let students show what they can do in authentic and meaningful ways.
Couldn't have said it better myself. This has been such an insightful look at assessment choice and how it can change the way we think about student learning. Till next time, keep diving.